Yesterday, I used the statement from Dogen who said, when Dharma, the truth, reality, is not fully realized in body and mind, you think it's already sufficient, enough, okay. When Dharma is fully present in body-mind, there seems to be some insufficiency. Something seems to be missing. That is the quote from the opening chapter of Dogen's Shobo Genzo. The chapter is called Genjo Koan, or the Koan Manifest Here and Now. It's not bad, but I would express it this way. Filled like this glass of water, huh? Filled to the brim, all the way to the top, filled with the Dharma, nothing is missing. We think nothing is lacking. We are complete. Our work in the Dharma is done. When it overflows, we realize what is missing. I will now use the words of Rinzai, the father of Rinzai Zen. On the surface, in complete contrast to what Dogen has just said, it has something to do with the character of what we now think of as Soto Zen and Rinzai Zen. But more deeply, they are saying the same thing. You must listen deeply enough to see that they are saying the same thing. For example, I could pick up 100 quotations from the small record of Rinzai, but just a few that come to mind. Perhaps the most famous, Rinzai challenges his monks in saying, again, a problem with translation. It's usually translated as something like, in this lump of red flesh, in this lump of red flesh, there is a true person, a true man, going in and out of the sense gates. Those of you who have not yet seen it, look, look. A difficulty here with Indian Buddhist language being translated into Chinese, the metaphors not quite working. So I would like to simplify it with a modern expression, in your face, young people say when someone is really confronting you, really right up there. He's in your face. But of course, in translating Rinzai, we must know that in your face goes both ways. It is in your face and in your face. So in effect, Rinzai is saying there is one true person without rank, without grade. You cannot calculate him. High, low, enlightened, stupid, male, female, Dutch, German. Impossible. There is one true person without rank in your face. if you have not yet seen it, testify to it. Look, look, he says. I don't need to go on with this famous koan where someone comes up and asks him, what is this true man without face? Rinzai grabs him and challenges him to speak. The monk can't. So Rinzai pushes him away and says something like, what a dry piece of shit this true man of no rank is. He doesn't call him a dry piece of shit. He says, what a piece of shit. What a piece of shit this true man of no rank is. And then he returns to his quarters. This is the character of Rinzai. The character is very different from that of Dogen. Dogen would never do that. That's fine. He doesn't have to. But do you think Rinzai is pointing somewhere else? Rinzai also says things like, outside of mind, there's no Dharma. This is a common expression in the Mahayana sutras. He's not saying, and he's really quoting the sutras. Outside of mind, there is no Dharma. There's no truth. Nor is there anything obtained within. That's right. He also talks this way. He calls himself mountain monk, literally mountain monk. He doesn't say me, I, or Rinzai, which is actually the place. He became associated with that place, so we call him Rinzai. That's actually the place where he was active. It's like saying the brother from Venlo. But he, when addressing himself, simply says, mountain monk, or maybe to translate clearly, this mountain monk. That's all. He's just a mountain monk. So at one point in his record, he says, as this mountain monk sees it, there is no Buddha. There is no sentient being. There is no before. There is no now. If there is anything to attain, it's already attained. No time is required. No practice, no realization, no gain, no loss. At no time is there any other Dharma than this. Even if someone speaks of a Dharma beyond this, I declare it to be like a dream or a phantom. That's all this mountain monk has to say. That is classic Rinzai. Very different character, but he's saying the same thing as Dogen. He's giving you the same warning, but he's perhaps doing it in your face. Dogen sneaks up behind you rather eloquently. Rinzai declares it in your face. One is not better than the other. But you must see where they originate from and where they go to. Don't get wrapped up in the differences in terminology or approach. Naturally, there are different approaches. Another time, Rinzai says something like, followers of the way. He calls himself this mountain monk. When he talks to the people assembled, he just calls them followers of the way. Followers of the way. People everywhere, people everywhere say there is a way to practice. A Dharma to prove. Tell me, what Dharma will you prove? What way will you practice? What is lacking in your present activity? What still needs to be patched up? It's wonderful, you know, like when robes or your jeans are have holes in them, you put a patch on them. And literally, he's saying something like, what needs to be patched up? You have a hole in your soul or what? What needs to be fixed? It's like putting another head on top of the one you already have. This is an old image from the sutras. He even says things like, just be ordinary. When you have to piss, piss. When you have to shit, shit. When you're hungry, eat. When you're tired, sleep. Fools laugh at me, the wise understand. Is this the same or different than what Dogen says? Once again, typical Rinzai-esque expressions. He speaks of transcending all in utter freedom, not bound by anything. Dogen doesn't speak that way. That's fine. Rinzai does. That's fine. Transcending all in utter freedom, not bound by anything, especially not, of course, by self. Bound by, he often speaks of, bound by neither the secular, the worldly, or the sacred, the holy. Now, without commenting, I will simply return to Dogen and see if you can give him room, fit him in. When Dharma, truth, is not fully realized in body and mind, you think it's already sufficient. When Dharma is fully present in body and mind, there seems to be some insufficiency. You see how Dogen sneaks up behind you and Rinzai shouts in your face the same fact? Let me make it even more clear. We don't need to go to the Buddhist sutras and Zen records to make this clear. Let me take something that one of my Dharma friends here said last year, wrote last year after the retreat. It was just about exactly a year ago. The person said, wrote, never knew Zazen was easy. 20 years of struggle are over. There is sitting, being one with the breath. Your talks, crystal clear and razor sharp, were the final push. End quote. Well, first of all, the work was yours. I have nothing to do with it. But more importantly, having come to sitting, just being one with the breath, this is so valuable and so precious. And yet, I must say that it is like getting on the boat to cross the river, or maybe being on the dock where you get on the boat. Having found the dock to cross over to the other river, you're so elated at seeing the dock that you sit down there and you enjoy oneness. But of course, Buddhism is about actually boarding that boat and crossing over to the other side. So I welcome you in your practice, hard fought, to finally come home to one. But that is not by any means the end of Zen practice. Compare what this person said. I'll quote it once more. It's rather nice, even written rather poetically. "Never knew Zazen was easy. 20 years of struggle are over. There is sitting, being one with the breath." End quote. That's the essential part. I have penetrated every koan there is. And for my own graduation present, so to speak, I gave myself the expression of Goso Hoen, who was a great Chinese Zen master. He died around 1104. So that I can carry around his koan for a few years. It's not really a koan, but it can be. Some of you know Japanese, so first I'll read it in Japanese. This is Goso Hoen. Ware sanzuru koto nijū nen, ima masani haji o shiru. Which means, I have been a master for 20 years. Now I really know my own shame. Goso Hoen, one of the great Sung Dynasty Chinese Zen masters, had that expression. Once again, I've been a master for 20 years. Only now I really know my own shame. Does everyone understand the words? Okay, shame. Attila, do you understand? Could you? It's important because what is the shame of a Zen master? Is it the shame of the ordinary ego self? Is it different? What is he talking about? Only after 20 years as a Zen master did he finally know his own shame. I have taken this up as my, so to speak, final koan, so that perhaps someday I may be a worthy Zen student. Do you understand? It's so valuable to arrive at the dock. It's a great confirmation to be able to see, finally see the water, perhaps even the other side, to taste it. But if we stop there, how can we really help others? And of course, this is precisely what Dogen and Rinzai, in their own way, are pointing to. If you get to the place where you're full with the Dharma, you have really let go of all of your illusions and are sitting in complete calmness and quietness. You see, don't you? That's why it's called sometimes being a hole-dwelling devil. It sounds so nice. Why would people call it, you're still a hole-dwelling devil? Out of compassion, of course. It's not that that state is not an important and valuable one to reach. No. In order to get on the boat, it helps a lot to get to the dock. But if you get stuck at the dock, if you simply stand at the dock pointing at the boat, I urge you, I think you have already seen the value and the limit of will, of effort, of determination. Very important to get the engine running. And once it's up and running, you don't stop, but the practice takes a different turn. If you stop, it may seem for a while very, very clear, very, very comfortable, very, very illuminating, but that passes in time. If it passes in time, it is not the Dharma, is it? We are not seeking anything, as Rinzai so clearly says, and of course Dogen also. We are not seeking anything. And yet, that must be completely clear. There can be no room for doubt. There cannot even be something to attain or not to attain. There is what Rinzai calls transcending in utter freedom, not bound by anything, even by not being bound. You know the teaching of the foundation of Zen, Bodhidharma, not relying on words and letters. How do you make that teaching alive? How do you breathe that in your practice and in your lives? Do you turn that statement, not relying on words and letters, into words and letters that you then rely on? Not relying on words and letters was the way Bodhidharma supposedly put it. History is a bit difficult. Rinzai, several generations later, takes it the next natural step and says, not relying on anything. Well, of course, Bodhidharma was saying that too, but he was pointing out words and letters because they were a special problem at that time, introducing all of these words and letters from Indian Buddhism. They didn't know what to make of it. But both Bodhidharma and Rinzai are clearly talking about and expressing not relying on anything. Anything. Not a thing. How is this possible? The self cannot do that. The self is reliance. The self continues seeming to exist because it is entangled in some kind of reliance. Okay with the language? Do you have a question? Okay. So once again, even as simple and obvious, apparently, a statement, this is considered to be the essential teaching of the Zen school, as apart from other Buddhist schools. Not relying on words and letters. That's the first or the second line. There are different versions. But do you see how easy it is to misunderstand even that if you don't make it your own? Bodhidharma says, not relying on words and letters. So, okay, from now on, we can't rely on words and letters, right? Wrong. You can't even rely on that. You see? And we make this clear through our own practice. There can be no other way, not through reading about it, but by being that fact. Self is reliance, reliance on something. When that is gone, we have Dogen speaking the way he speaks. We have Rinzai speaking the way he speaks. And I look forward to hearing how you speak this.